Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Innal hamdalillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Indeed, this park, this gathering, this Eid, your fresh clothes, your beautiful itr is a praise and thank to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, we praise Allah. And one of the only Eid khutbas, one of the only khutbas where you can speak to me and you can praise Allah and you can become overwhelmed with emotion is Eid khutbah. So qul alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah bolun. Alhamdulillah bolen. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. We praise Allah. We thank Allah. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But above all else, wa natawakkalu alayhi. We place our hope, our trust, and our ideals in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. Brothers and sisters, this is Eid khutbah, which is like no other khutbah, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when giving Eid khutbah, would move and he would talk to the people and he would have a physical presence. It wasn't just the Friday sermon. It was a day of reflection. It was a day where he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with me say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Brothers and sisters, you came out here. We're here for the Eid reminder. So in that reminder, 4 minutes. You came 30 days ago saying, Allah, how could I become a better person? How could I be a better person? How could I become more effective in my community? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us and he wrote the prescription. Kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. The prescription was to fast as it was prescribed. And we said, fasting wasn't about food, drink, and intimacy. It was about changing my life. It was about removing sin and adding hope. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you could have hope in Allah. And only on Eid can I share examples of hope like I'm going to share today. Because any other day you would have ikhtilaf. You'd say, I don't like this example. So today I share 2 examples with you of hope. Not of the fact that I'm never going to make a mistake. Not of the fact that I'm not going to miss Fajr. Of hope. Of trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first is narrated in Bukhari. A man came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he was an alcoholic. Now remember, this is early Makkah. So he's drinking straight up alcohol. And it's not forbidden yet. In Makkah, it was just something disliked. So the companions came to Muhammad Rasulullah and said, Ya Rasul, this guy drinks alcohol. I mean, he's always drunk. Now you're thinking, haram, what kind of betuke insan is this? What kind of lowly, what kind of guy is this? Ya Majnoon. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, go to him, the alcoholic, and say, you're bad. What you're doing is bad. You're making wrong decisions. And then leave him alone. And the man said, that's it? And they said, that's all the Prophet said for us to do. Then he continued to drink and drink and drink. He was a social menace. He gave us problems. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was then complained to a second time. He said, the man is still drinking. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, remove your shoes and beat him with your shoes. And then after that, Rasul, leave him alone. So they beat him with shoes. He kept saying, oh Babu, you don't know what's at the bottom of this bottle. And he kept saying, oh dear. So they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the third time. Listen to the hope. Yes, alcohol is forbidden, but listen to the hope. They said, Ya Rasul, he's still drinking. We said bad words to him, like not nice things. And then we beat him with our shoes, but he still drinks. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is narrated in Bukhari. He said, but he loves Allah and his Rasul. And you don't know how much he loves Allah and his Rasul. Let's take it a step further. All the young people are like, this is the best Eid khutbah I've ever heard. Alcohol. And so I'm saying to you that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the second example of hope, he wanted Lil Wayne to be Muslim. He wanted the rappers and Kanye West. He wanted people who tip bottles and pour some out for their homie. He wanted them to be Muslim. I'll give you the example. Another man came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, oh my Rasul, I want to follow the religion, I pray, I do everything, but I drink alcohol. You are all thinking, what a wretched human being. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do you pray? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm coming to you so I can pray in the masjid. He said, do you tell the truth? He said, I never lie. When I'm drunk, I don't speak. He said, come to the masjid and pray your salah. By Allah, he used to bring his bottle and he would rest it at the door of the masjid, come inside, wash his mouth, make wudu, Allahu Akbar, for a few days and then for a few weeks. Then he started thinking, man, why am I bringing this into the masjid? Why am I bringing alcohol close to the masjid? So he used to drink at home, leave the bottle at home, and then come to the masjid, make kulli and make salah. Then some weeks and days passed. The companions, he said the companions never said, he is a sharabi, huwa harami, wahakada, wahakada. No, he's not a drunkard. He's my Muslim brother. And he's going through a tough time in his life. I'm going to give him hope. Until months later, about 90 days later, he left the bottle at home. He left the alcohol at home. And then he came to Rasulullah and said, I broke all my bottles. I'm ready to live the complete life. I'm ready to have hope. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, you gave me hope. So brothers and sisters, this Ramadan wasn't about becoming perfect. This Eid prayer isn't about, did you pray all five prayers? No, this is about, Allah, I tried 189%. And sometimes I loosen my tongue to my wife. And sometimes I made a mistake. But Allah, I turned on my GPS at the beginning of Ramadan. And the address was 555 Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim. And I started driving. The GPS said, okay, if you want to get to Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim, follow this path. Pray. Be good to your family. Stay away from cursing. Stay away from showing the treasure that you are, my beloved sisters. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and our GPS said, you all are gorgeous. That's why y'all need to cover it up. Don't flaunt it if you got it. Treasure it if Allah gave it to you. And if you are beautiful, which you are, then cover it. Keep it safe. The treasure is never admired when it's left on the floor, when it's open for everyone. When it's in that expensive box, then the treasure is admired. So brothers, as the GPS is going, my GPS said, take Sandy Canyon. And I didn't. For some reason, I went against Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim and I ended up somewhere else. You know what the GPS did? What did the GPS do? It recalculated. It said, you made a mistake, Wissam. But it recalculated. Trust in Allah. Get on the right path. Stop with this excuse that I don't need the right path. The right path is too strict. It's not strict. You can make a mistake. You can miss the prayer. Say, Allah, I missed the prayer. And what will Allah do for you? Recalculation. Recalculate your map. If it works on a GPS, how can it not work with Allah? My time is done. I end with the words of Eid. It is a celebration. It is a day of hope. And it is a day to celebrate hope. So today I ask you, fam, if you're going to work, if you're going back to school, if you're going to the mall, wear a smile on your face from ear to ear. When someone needs a way, give them way. If you eat at a restaurant, Muslim or non-Muslim, tip heavy today. Tip heavy today and say, it's Eid. I picked up the dry cleaning this morning and the girl in a tank top and shorts said, Merry Christmas, right? I was like, no, but close enough. Close enough. And I said, it is a day of remembrance. And I said a word about fasting. Said a word about fasting. And she goes, it makes you remember poor people. I said, it makes me remember me because I'm the poorest in the sight of God. And that was it. Smile, celebrate. And as I have said before, today it is haram as narrated in Bukhari to carry weapons. What does that mean? Why can't you carry weapons? Why can't you carry weapons? Because this is a day where no fight should happen. If your chachis, nannis, ammus, jaddati didn't talk to you last Eid, tado, leave it. If someone didn't get, if someone argued with you months ago, leave it today. Smile today. Hug your tablighi brother. Hug your Quran and Sunnah akhi. And love each other. For today is one day where you can't carry weapons. If you can't carry weapons in your pocket, how can you carry them in your heart? Today is a day of celebration. Feed the children around you. Say salam to 20 people after salah. Start with 10 that you don't know. I don't know you, brother. I'm going to say salam to you after the salah. Celebrate. Say, I don't know you, but I love you. And on the day of judgment, I'd give my life and my deeds for you. Because we're a family. And Allah has ordained, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, hope, fear, and anxiety to be destroyed by trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lastly, I remind you this much. If you don't celebrate Eid today, and you have to go to work, do yourself a favor. Do your children a favor. Go to the Eid festival on September 3rd at the Great Adventure. Take your kids to It's or some type of go-karting place. Make Eid special. Take them to Toys R Us and say you have a $5 budget. Get whatever you want. I don't know what $5 gets these days. But let them do something. Don't let them feel like, well, this is haram. That masjid is praying on Wednesday. Haram. I have to go to work. Assalamu alaikum. What kind of busted Eid is that? Hope. Give your children hope. September 3rd, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. I that's the only park I know in town. If there's something you can take your kids to today that's not expensive, get them a ball. And just roll the ball. Smile with your children. Young kids, no one-player games today. No one-player Wii. No one-player shoot 'em up. Play Mario Party 8. Play collective multiplayer games. Play Jenga. Play Uno. Take out the board games and celebrate this day. Brothers and sisters, I will only ask that the husband and wife do one thing. The Prophet ﷺ used to touch his lips, the blessed lips that they were, against the forehead of his wives. Kiss them. Love them. Tell them today they're beautiful. Tomorrow is a different story. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, from myself, my family, my mom, my dad, from all the ulama who stand behind me, this khutbah was given in New York by Sheikh Shakil Humayun, by Sheikh Abdul Nasser in Dallas, was given at the Quran Academy in Chicago. This khutbah, this message, was all of us got together and said, we're going to give them love. We're going to give them hope. This is not a khutbah here in California. This is a khutbah all over the United States. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after every prayer. Say it. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. I say salam to everyone on behalf of myself and the board and Sheikh Muhammad and all those who have done their work, from Muhammad Kalbi and from each person who tried to make your life easy. Smile today. Don't complain about everything because you are already beautiful. There's nothing to complain about. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi wa ladhikrullahi akbar. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.